Welcome to Mindful Elevation, a podcast that explores the healing powers of energy psychology and mindfulness. My name is Rachel Tallheimer, and I am a licensed independent clinical social worker with Elevate Counseling. Join me in my conversations with some incredible guests to see how energy psychology has impacted their lives and how you can use it to improve yours. Not only are these guests my friends and colleagues, but they are clinical professionals with expertise in their fields. These conversations are packed with laughter, honesty, and insight into energy psychology. Feel free to listen at your own pace and in your own space. Thanks for tapping in to today's episode. Welcome back to Mindful Elevation for this week's episode. I was blessed to be able to sit down with Hilary Porta for a beautiful and insightful conversation. Hilary Porta is the founder of Rewire Inc. and R3 International Inc., as well as principal and CEO of H. Porta et al., a bespoke boutique strategy and leading-edge transformational consultancy based out of North Carolina with satellite offices in the UK. Hilary is trusted by startups to Fortune 500 CEOs, industry titans, professional athletes and motorsports professionals, Hollywood film producers, actors and influencers, members of elite military forces, attorneys, financial advisors, higher education, high-performance professionals, and serial entrepreneurs globally to architect a life and business with intention and purpose that creates generational impact. Hilary's frameworks have been implemented by the most prominent organizations in the world. From sharing international stages with the likes of Dr. Deepak Chopra and hundreds of experts globally, to hosting masterminds, VIP intensives, retreats, and facilitating workshops, Hilary is also a contributing writer to over 35 publications, including Forbes, Medium, Thrive Global, Elephant Journal, Tiny Buddha, Psych Alive, The Conscious Magazine, Chief Information Officer, and a handful of other publications. She does what no one else does in her profession. She combines neuropsychology, business strategy, and ancient wisdom to release the past and create an undefeatable mindset and help people manifest a life of their dreams. I'm also excited to share that she and Elevate Counseling CEO Leanne Larson will be hosting a homecoming retreat in Costa Rica this October, so be sure to listen in to hear more details. Lastly, before we dive into today's conversation, I do want to mention that topics related to death, depression, and suicide are discussed in this episode, so please be mindful while listening. Always remember that help is available through Mental Health Hotline 988. Now, without further ado, here's today's conversation with Hilary Porta and Leanne Larson. Ladies, welcome to the podcast.
It's just lovely to be here. Absolutely.
So excited to have you. So let's dive right into it. Hilary, could you tell us a little bit about you and your background?
I get asked this question all the time. And the truth of it is, and we were kind of talking about this off camera for a second, I get to make up all kinds of really cool, funky titles. Because that's just who I am, right? I get to, and I use that term a lot because I really feel like I get to do a lot of really wonderful things. I have intentionally architected my life to where I get to serve a lot of varying different clienteles. So I could be anywhere from a Fortune 500 company to an international conglomerate to a startup to I can be on the track sometimes with motorsports professionals. I could be in the gym with the NFL quarterback. I have such a variety of clients and I really get to walk alongside them as they are up-leveling. And it's just such an incredible opportunity for me to kind of, like I said, kind of have me these pinch me moments.
How would you say that your experiences have shaped your current passion as a thought leader and healer?
Oh my goodness. I started doing these deep dives years and years ago. So I'm going to be 57 next week. So I'll just go ahead and tell myself and tell my age. So I've been really doing this stuff for a long time. I mean, I've had my own practice for about almost 15 years now. I call myself a corporate refugee. Before that, I was in consulting, and so, you know, traveled globally. The truth is that there's so many things that have really shaped me. You know, being a consultant, going into different industries has really afforded me the opportunity to bloom where you're planted really damn quick, because you're, you know, in a whole host of just different organizations and looking at everything from their infrastructure, right? And making sure that all the due diligence is made. If you're going to help someone with a branding project, or if you're going to help someone start up and launch, or if you need to help someone from a C-level, right, with emotional intelligence. So I've gotten to kind of have a variety of all, and I do a lot of the mindset work too. So all of it has really kind of led to each other. If I can just be completely honest, it's just built, it's layered. I will say, recently, though, one thing that really shifted was I had an NDE last year. That's a near-death experience. I actually died. I had what I call lovingly my Lazarus moment. And it was just really instrumental in helping me get more tuned in and tapped in and kind of really dialed into what I was really here for. Yes. Do I love all of the coaching and consulting? Absolutely. I love it. I can do it in my sleep. I can make people have, you know, the emotional freedom, the relational freedom, time freedom, money freedom, all of that. But this is the stuff that really turns me on, helping people really ascend and in their awakening process. So that was very instrumental last year in kind of tuning me in just a little bit more and turning me on about it.
I would love to hear what you have to say about what does it mean for someone to ascend for you? What does that process look like, and how does that happen?
Well, you know, the truth is that we're all kind of awakening. The collective as a whole is really awakening. I mean, you see more people really becoming more conscious in that path. Some people have this misnomer that, oh, we're just going to sit around a campfire and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Well, holy good Lord, no. This is not what it's about at all. This is about really almost like a refining process and taking a look at the conditioning from a societal standpoint, from a generational standpoint, even from a social standpoint, all the conditioning and indoctrination that we've had, right? And what we call the false matrix, and really pulling that apart and going, okay, what's real truth here? Who am I? What am I really meant to do here? And as you begin to go through this whole awakening process, you start to see all the lies and distortions. And with that, then you can kind of filter through and unearth all of that stuff, as you know, because you help people all the time do that. And at that point, you're really learning, probably for the very first time, the truth about who you are in the awakening. I mean, you're learning your own divinity. You're learning who you are, how you were created, and what you have inside you, not just all the lies and distortions. So yeah, it's been fascinating for sure.
Would you say that your NDE just totally flipped the projection of your life?
It did.
It did.
It did. I mean, I think we die to 1,000 different deaths all the time, right? But when you really do die, and then you have been privileged to see the other side, that veil was like kind of lifted and I got to see a lot. And I just want to say that there's that peace. It just surpasses all understanding. It's such a delicious thing. It's very difficult to describe on one hand. It changes everything because you can no longer go back. Once that you've learned the truth of a matter, it's really hard to go back and function the way that you did before. It was a real big turning point for me.
I met Hillary over the summer, and I have been on my best behavior, not asking her to unpack her NDE, because I have been obsessed with NDEers since I was 19 years old.
I can just say I was in the ICU and all of a sudden I just kind of looked up and I felt myself floating outside of my body. And I went up to the corner of my room and my granddaddy was there, who he was my favorite person. Like literally, like, you know, when you're in elementary school and you get to choose your favorite person to bring to lunch, like that's a big deal, right? Yes. I chose him because he was my favoriteest person in the world. He's just that guy. And what's beautiful is I found out he's one of my guides. I feel just so humbled by that. But he was up in the corner and it was just like, wow, hey. And I looked around and saw him working on me, and you're observing. It's really just fascinating. And the scurry and the scuffle, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I looked up and I looked out the door a little bit, and there were all these people. It was packed. And he said, well, those are people that just transitioned. I was given a chance to go back or to stay. I'm going to be honest with you. Holy gosh. You know, when you're little, you kind of feel a little homesick every once in a while if you've been away too long and you want to go home. Well, that was the very first time I felt truly at home from like a soul standpoint. And I felt complete. I felt energized. I don't even know how to describe it. It was delicious. That's the only word I know how to describe it. And when they asked me if I wanted to go back home, I was like, this is home. There's none of the doom and gloom or the sadness, the grief, the depression, none of it. That was what was so unique. I thought for a moment and they said, here's the situation. You got a lot to do back there if you choose to. Now you can stay, or you need to help a lot of people with, especially now that we're going to be showing you some stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm in. I want my life to be of service. And the more that I've gotten to experience, and I call it the contrast because I've experienced a lot of contrast, not so good, but it's been able to be of use. Nothing's wasted. And I think that's the beautiful part. After I chose to come back, I am in constant communication with my guides, my ascended masters, my ancestors, my beloveds. And you start learning so much that it's overwhelming at times because you just have to sit there and go, oh, I think I need to have some little time for integration. It's mind blowing, you know, all the stuff that has been really downloaded to me about truths and activation codes and just all of it, like what it's really all about. And again, kind of once that veil was removed, everybody laughs at me. So I'll give an example. I'll be in a meeting and someone's deceased father will come in and they'll be like, hey, can you tell her this? I'm like, we're right in the middle of a branding session. Can you wait a second? You know? And he's just like, no, I need you to talk about this. And I'm like, oh, no, this person doesn't even know that I've got this ability now. And they're just going to be like, huh? Here's what I got to tell you. And so I'm contacted constantly, just like you, Leanne. I call it a dance in between. And so my body has become so attuned. It's really interesting. The healing that took place rapidly that I should have been ill for months and maybe my whole entire lifetime. And I was completely doing breathwork classes after 2 weeks. This is not humanly possible. I'm like, yes, but all things are possible. They can't explain in Western medicine, but interestingly, ancient wisdom, Eastern medicine so easily and readily adopts what happened to me. They're just like, hey, tell me more. Let's figure this out. So I've been asked to be like a medical intuitive with a couple of my doctors for some of their patients that have some unexplained stuff. We all have these gifts. We're just not really taught how to use them from an early age. Most of the time, if you're clairvoyant or you're any of the clairs, right? They wouldn't put a lid on it because it's not known or it's witchy or it's something. But the truth of it is we all have these abilities.
Are you feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or burnt out? It's time to prioritize you. Introducing our transformative self-care online course, The 5 Pillars of Self-Care, designed to empower you to live your best life. Don't wait any longer to invest in yourself. And Mindful Elevation listeners can use code Mindful Elevation for 15% off. Check out the link in our bio. Now back to the episode.
I'm going to hop in with a little testimony in support of her amazing skills. So when we met at the retreat, I think most people know I have autoimmune illness, historically Crohn's disease. And we talked about it at the retreat that I was at, and we did a little fixing that, and shortly afterwards I had an endoscope and a biopsy was done on tissue that looked like it was engaged with inflammation and it was normal. And the doctor's response was, well, I probably missed. You missed your biopsy. So I haven't been on methotrexate. I think I had come off it right before I had met Hillary. The doctor wanted to put me back on it. And I said, not with those results, we're not going to go back on it. Let's see how we're doing, right? And since I think it was September, I feel amazing. And I was telling my husband, I feel like I'm in my 30s again. Like, it's unbelievable how great I feel. So I still am on one of the medications at the moment, but that doesn't mean I'll be on it forever. I really do not believe that I am afflicted with Crohn's disease anymore.
It's completely left. And that's what most people don't realize, is that we listen, right? And I was guilty of this for so many years. We listen to what the medical profession tells us that we have. I have a lot of clients that come to me for like ADHD or some different types of healing. I mean, anything. I have been able to walk alongside people as they've healed. And I want to say this, because there are people out there, there are gurus out there, says, well, I healed so-and-so. They healed themselves through you, and you got to be alongside them.
All it is consciousness flowing through you, and it speaks to you on an atomic level.
It's completely cellular healing. And what most people, I think, find a little unnerving, I guess maybe that's the right word to use, I don't know, is the fact that it can be instantaneous. I got a call, okay, from this surgeon out of Chicago, and he said, I hear you do some really weird shit. So anyway, long story short, he was developing glaucoma. And if you know anything about being a surgeon and having glaucoma, that's your career ender right there. He said, in full transparency, I just want to say that I booked a surgery down in LA. And so I said, oh, which eye? And his was on his right. I said, tell me about your daddy. Tell me about the relationship with your daddy. And he was just like, oh. You know, it just taken back, and he was just like, you're spooky, you know, and I was kind of supposed to know, your body's telling me that there's some unresolved things that you're failing to see. So your body's trying to give you a clue. If you don't deal with this, I'm just going to blind you in that eye. If anything happens on the right-hand side of your body, you traditionally look back at the relationships that you've had with someone from a male persuasion. Usually it's a daddy. On the left-hand side, is that's the female, and that's someone that was a caretaker or a mommy or something, you know, a very influential female figure. We had a session, and it was really, really amazing. Like 7 days later, and he called me, and he was crying, really. And he said, I just came from pre-op. They said that my glaucoma is gone, that they've never seen anything like it. And I'm like, well, yeah, we dealt with that. So from a metaphysical standpoint, our bodies are always giving us clues as to what's going on. It's trying to say, hey, pay attention. This is what this really means. Your body's really trying to be there for you. Most people think, my body has failed me, my this and that. I'm like, no, it hasn't. It's trying to tell you to heal this part. Leanne, you even, you know, if it's okay for me to tell, you had a fear of flying for a bit. How long did that take us to fix?
Minutes.
There we go. Yeah.
What happened within 24 hours? I had booked a flight to Sedona. That's correct.
I know. I was so excited. I was so proud of her.
And now where are we going?
Costa Rica.
I love being able to walk in that sacred space with people and kind of guide their souls towards really, truly emotional and mental and physical freedom and liberation in it. I guess in some ways, I'm a generational shifter. In some ways, I'm a freedom fighter. And I'm a messenger, a consciousness messenger. All I get to say is, I'm honest. I'm having the time of my life. It's great. Then I was so fortunate to meet Leanne. We had this crazy connection. She was like this soul family. I was just at that deep connection. I was like, I love this girl. Whenever you meet a part of your soul family, it's magic. It's just absolute magic. When you know, you know. It's that knowing. You know, going back to that NDE, that time, there's a knowing. It's a quiet knowing, and it's love. It's everything love. There is nothing that's in contrast there or in disharmony, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I think that's the most beautiful part. And I'll be honest with you. Okay, girls, the truth is now I'm a little homesick for my real home, but I know I got work to do here.
I work with teens and adults who struggle with suicidal ideation. There's a part of me that worries that if they hear this podcast, they're going to go, oh, well, then I should just follow through. Like, I want deliciousness. Yeah. And so what would you say to those people who are in that mindset?
I just want to say my heart is with you in that my mother actually committed suicide. There for a while, I was something called a Stephen minister, kind of a lay counselor to help people, like a facilitator of hope to help people when they did feel that despair, so that they would really take a look and examine those suicidal ideations and to really look through that a little bit more and to realize that there is hope. You know, there's a whole lot to live and to do when you get disentangled from kind of this false matrix and all the lies and distortions that we've been fed. While it was delicious, we all have a mission here. Even with my own mother, that was really a really hard thing for me to wrap my head around for the longest time. The truth is, I don't think there's one person on the face of this earth that has not had a suicidal ideation. That's very glamorized, sadly. It's discussed so much rather than discussion being around beautiful mental health and being healthy and what that looks like. The majority of the focus is experiencing the contrast and staying in there. And so what happens, you all know this so well, way probably better than I do, but the neural pathways continue to just deepen. And so that's when you have to make that shift. But I don't want anyone to say, I'd just be better. And it leaves a ripple effect.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
It does. Because I mean, you look at me, I'm an orphan now. I know my stepmom's wonderful and I'm so grateful. And it took us a long time to get where we are, but I still don't have a mom. Somebody doesn't have a daughter or a son. It impacts everyone. There's such a huge ripple effect that happens. And so while there's peace, you can also have peace on earth.
Also, I think another problem with people who move forward with death by suicide is that it breaks the taboo for future generations. So
yes,
you have to think about the legacy for your family, for your tribe, all of the people in your community, school system, workplace, all that. So important.
Yeah.
So anyone who's listening that does have suicidal ideation or has considered death by suicide with a plan, please call 911. Please get help. So many people that we know had periods of their life where they had suicidal thoughts with plans, worked through those seasons in their lives, and now are so grateful to be here. I think that's important.
I think it's really huge. And you touched on something that's really, really important. And I'm just going to get real vulnerable for just a second, because I think that it might help someone out there. If I can be of service to anything, use it. People say that you're a survivor of childhood abuse. I was looking for love in all the wrong places at times, right? And I'm not talking about just from a sexual standpoint. I'm talking about from friendships, from anything, just as I want to belong. I want to try to feel normal. I want a connection. My picker was off because I didn't feel worth anything. I didn't feel enough, or I felt too much. There was all of these dynamics that go into it, and it is too hard. It's too heavy at times. And that's why, like Leanne said, get help, reach out, have somebody just to hold you. Because, you know, the truth is that these are situations and their stories, and how we can reorient them also makes a huge difference. Because now most people have a hard time believing this and swallowing this, but I'm grateful for that experience, because now I can meet people where they are. I'm then become more of a catalyst to help them heal themselves and to learn who they are. So God wastes nothing. It's a refining process. And while they're in the thick of it, it feels despair. But it's so incredibly important to get the right help, right? That's why I'm so grateful for you doing what you do, Rachel and Leanne. Oh my gosh. I mean, you all are just beacons of light and love and hope for others when they're going through that. And I look back at those times now, I just want to hold my younger self and say, I'm so glad you didn't give up, girl. Look what you've been able to do. Look at the lives that you've been able to speak into. Look at the stages you've been on. Look at how you are so humbled and privileged enough to walk through the sacred space with people now. If I would have just given up, guess what? Again, talking ripple effect. All these people that I've been able to walk alongside of, I wouldn't have gotten to do that. And they wouldn't have gotten the healing from me. They might have gotten it from somebody else. I mean, to be able to say I was part of someone's journey is just a huge, huge honor. Hang in there. Law of attraction, manifestation, you're creating your own reality. And that's the thing that I've learned most in the last, you know, decade, is that you create your own reality. So that's why I kind of call myself the life architect, right? And kind of a soul guardian.
Well, you are a life architect and you're also a retreat host. We're going to transition this conversation into talking about the incredible homecoming retreat this October 2024 in Costa Rica. What's to expect? Who should be there?
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be beautiful, healing, connecting, life-changing, beauty of the jungle, I'm hoping to make friends with a monkey.
You're going to have a lot of chances because there's a lot of monkeys where we are hosting our retreat. It's really on sacred land. There's like a vortex there. Where Costa Rica is located is really kind of a meeting point from where the Incas were and the Aztecs. So this is kind of like a convergence over here. So it's really cool. And so tribes for thousands of years have been coming there as a place of healing and restoration with Leanne's her specific skill sets. Not only that, but her beautiful heart and soul. We're going to transmute and we're going to transform and we're going to help people embody who they really are at the soul level so they become in alignment with themselves and helping people to stop playing so small. You get into a rat race and you get into what I call the fallen into syndrome. Most people, they fall into the expectations of their families and their peers and all that kind of stuff like that. Then they fall into school, then they fall into a career, they fall into marriage, and they fall into kids, and then they'll go,
where am I? Who am I?
Who am I? What is going on? With that, we are not in our culture really taught to kind of slow the roll and do that deep inner work of like, what are our belief systems? Who are we? What are we here for? You know, what are our strengths? How can we play? That's one of the things, and Leanne and I talked about so many times, is that there's been little time for play. And I think that that's really important. So we're going to combine that integration piece alongside deep healing, kind of deep dives, a lot of ceremony. Like, you know, Leanne said, we're going to be doing everything from meditation, but we're also doing excursions too. There's this beautiful waterfall. Oh my goodness. And we're going to be doing a blue clay experience. And it's just,
we're going to use the education. And of course, we're going to learn a lot from Hillary that we have not personally experienced, a lot of us. And then we're going to be utilizing ways to tap into consciousness,
Yes. The
energy body, having practical application to help people understand how they can tap, breath work, right? All the things we talk about on the podcast, and then opportunities to integrate, going down to the beach, going to the waterfall, Yeah. Take a walk in the jungle. There's also spa services. It's
yes. Like
accommodation.
Someone say spa services.
You know, yeah, like all the things. All the things, the VIPs actually are going to get even one-to-one, maybe Yes. Some psychic readings.
Oh, yeah.
Oracle cards. It's going to be really amazing.
I'm bringing all my shamanic tools, all my toys. It's going to be a real magical experience. I'm looking so forward to helping people become free, become who they really are.
When you said, on the other side, it felt like you were home. I was like, oh, and we like ended up naming the retreat Homecoming, which was kind of fun because you were toying with the name. We were both kind of meditating on the retreat and I pulled the home card. And we're like, it's Homecoming.
It's a rebirth. You know, just like I was so incredibly blessed to come out of this NDE with a rebirth. You know, it's the same thing. And so what we want to do is we want to help others have that same experience, but they don't have to die.
That's amazing. I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to experience it all.
I'm glad you're going to be there.
You're going to be hosting the podcast. You're going to be interviewing some attendees. You're going to be interviewing Hillary again. I'm sure I'll get on the mic. You know me. So we're going to have a great time. It's going to be amazing.
And obviously I'll put all the information for the retreat in the show notes so that our listeners can check it out as well. If you were to finish this episode with one thing that you really want our listeners to take away, what would it be?
Oh, goodness. It's to learn who they really are, to tap into their own divinity and embody their sovereignty, because each and every one of us are beautiful. And we're full of love and light. We've been taught to dim that. And we've been taught all these other lies and distortions. If I could leave you all with anything, is to do the work, because that shadow work is, do it with you, do it with Leanne, do it with all of your other practitioners. Because let me tell you, when a light is shined on something, it doesn't have to have shame attached. That's a learned behavior. This needs to be called as, hey, I had this really interesting life experience and man, it didn't feel great. It was a lot of contrast, but now I learned a lot out of it. And it's all about how you're going to approach that and think of that. Again, if you start to really gain all that deep clarity of knowing who you really are, I'm just going to tell you right now, your life will change dramatically.
I was just thinking you could like literally live unapologetically.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, it took me a long time. I'm going to be honest with you. It did. You know, I had a truckload of trauma and baggage that I had to dump off the dump. And now it's really interesting. I really don't have bad days. But, you know, the truth of it is that when you sit in a space of gratitude for all and you look at it as, hey, okay, there's something big and scary and horrific that we have to face. What am I going to learn from this? What is necessary that this has come to my kind of come into where I am, my energy that I need to take away from this, that I need to be healed from something, or, you know, that I need to be freed. And so that I can use it rather than this is happening to me. It's all working out for you if you believe it.
But I'm saying that's beautiful.
I want to leave you with one thing. Forgetting what's behind. Right? Forgetting what is behind. Like, can you do a redo anyway? Like, no, hell no. Straining towards and pressing on. And I think that those are the things that are really so important. Straining towards, put it all aside. Everything that happened before, put that aside. What do you want to do now? Let's strain towards that. Let's press on, right? Towards that, because that's the prize. There is a prize. And I'll be honest. I'm living it. I have architected my life so well. I am living my prize. So watch your words. They become thoughts. They become things. Get intentional.
Well, Hillary, Leanne, thank you so much for joining me today. This was such a beautiful conversation, and I am so excited to share it with our listeners. And again, if any listeners are interested in the retreat this October in Costa Rica, feel free to check out the link in the podcast description. Also in the description, you can find Hillary's website as well as all of her socials. Thanks for tapping into today's conversation. Go be intentional. Thanks for tapping into today's episode. If you love Mindful Elevation, please share the love by following and sharing. If you would like to learn more about Elevate Counseling, you can find us online at elevate-counseling.com. Follow us on Instagram at elevate_counseling_services. Find us on Facebook at Elevate Counseling Services. Or check out our YouTube channel with the handle at elevate-counseling. New episodes of Mindful Elevation will be released every last Monday of the month. Energy Elevators are released every Monday, where I teach energy psychology techniques and tools you can implement into your daily practice. Until then, keep grounding, keep healing, keep growing. Stay mindful.